This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We've all heard of storm chasers, tornado chasers. Phil Stagg is a waterfall chaser. Yep, he's got his day job running his business in Cadillac, but his heart really lies in taking photographs, especially photographs of Michigan and the hundreds of waterfalls that grace the Upper Peninsula. This waterfall love affair seems to have begun at the Taquamenon Falls. Phil Stagg, good to have you on the program.
Well, it's good to be here. Thank you.
So your passion to photograph Michigan's waterfalls really has grown into a project to give us a comprehensive full guide to all the waterfalls in the UP. When and how did that begin?
Well, it all started back in, I'm thinking about 08, when I accidentally took a really good picture of Taquamenon Falls, and it kind of ballooned from there.
You took that first photograph and then another and then another, and you really hadn't even taken photography classes then?
That's correct. Right. Right. I always had a kind of passion for photography because for some reason or other, I don't have a visual memory. And because of that, you know, when I have a photo, I can at least remember an event because I can't pull it up, you know, in my mind.
So you have kind of embraced this idea to track down and photograph every waterfall or drop in the Upper Peninsula. How many have you got so far?
I've documented, I think it's around 580. I'd have to look at my database for sure because it keeps increasing. But there's an awful lot of waterfalling up there for sure.
And what's the idea? You want to put this into a book? You want to create a map?
Yes, I'm working on a guidebook series, actually. I'm at about 1,000 pages right now, so it doesn't fit very comfortably into one volume. So I've divided it up into four regions.
This has to be physically, you know, taxing, a lot of tromping and slogging into the woods.
Yeah, for sure. There are a lot that are close to the road, which is nice. And there are trails to quite a few, but certainly there are some that are, they're kind of up there. They're off grid for sure.
Yeah, have you found ones that are not on maps?
Yeah, right. They're definitely not on any maps. That's one reason why I'm doing this project, is to make things accessible and knowable to the general public.
What's that perfect moment like when you've, you know, lugged your camera and gear through some woods and then you come on a waterfall, the lighting is perfect. What's that moment like?
Yeah, it's really a special thing. Specifically, I can think of when I did a long hike into Bulldog Falls, which is up in Marquette County. It was one of those October days where the air is crisp and it's getting close toward evening, and golden leaves were falling all around. And here's this really narrow footpath. Never been out there, didn't know what to expect. And it's a 2+ mile hike out to the beginning of the waterfalls. And I really didn't know what was out there. So the GPS coordinates I had were a little bit off. Instead of actually coming upon a waterfall, I came upon just some little rapids, and I was thinking, oh, no, it's got to be better than this. So I followed the river upstream, and all of a sudden, here's this wonderful cascade coming down into the Yellow Dog Plains up in Marquette County, and just beautiful, beautiful conditions. And, you know, it's really an awe-inspiring event at that point.
There are some stunning photos on your Facebook page, which is Phil Stagg Photography, and that's S-T-A-G-G, Phil Stagg Photography. I've enjoyed looking at them. And you've got some other things, too, like Vegas. And so you like to take that camera everywhere.
Well, I do, yes. And actually, that's just one of my Facebook pages. If you go to Waterfalls of Michigan, you'll find a lot more, and it's really specifically just waterfalls. And then I also have Michigan Waterfalls, which has waterfalls and other things. Those are all on Facebook.
And also mifalls.com if you want to buy your own prints,
yes,
by the way. And do you have any kind of timetail? When do you think this book's going to be out, this guide?
Well, I was wanting it out already, so I'm a little bit past my own my desired publishing date. But I just continue to work on it, and I hate putting a time frame on it because then, you know, expectations and all make it difficult for me. But I want to get it out as soon as possible, for sure. Probably be a rolling send-off here. Originally, I wanted to get all four of them put out at the same time, but that's just an awful lot of work. So I'm probably going to start putting them out as I have them ready.
I'd love if you play a little game with us and just complete this sentence for us. The most magical thing about an Upper Peninsula waterfall is...
Oh, man, you're making this hard. the most magical thing is, I'd say, the beauty of Michigan.
Yeah, that sums it up. Photographer Phil Stagg, and you can find him on Facebook, and his website, again, is mifalls.com. Good luck with the quest to map all of those waterfalls, Phil. Great talking with you.
Oh, thanks so much. I appreciate it.